Anytime a baseball team scores 41 runs over the span of 3 games, odds are things are going to be going pretty well for that crew. Such is the case for the Moose Jaw Miller Express in recent Western Canadian Baseball League action, as a late-game surge led to Moose Jaw taking a 15-8 victory over the Brooks Bombers in Brooks on Wednesday night. It marked the third straight game the Express have hit double digits in runs scored, and it's no coincidence they've also won each of those contests. They now have a 13-7 record, tied for the most wins in the WCBL, and are 3 games up on the Regina Red Sox for first place in the East Division. Wednesday's contest was an interesting one in that for all the runs they put up, the Express didn't have a single extra base hit. All their damage came from putting the ball in play in timely fashion with runners on base. Bobby Pockrney did the best job of that, going 2-for-4 and knocking in 3 runs, thanks to a single in the 5th, sacrifice fly in the 8th and bases loaded hit by pitch in the 9th. Dougie De La Cruz scored each of those 3 runs. That Pockrney's 3 RBI were tops on the team was a product of their overall production. Each of Moose Jaw's starters on the night had at least a hit and the top of the order combined for 10 of their 18 hits on the night. Austin Gurney continued to swing a hot bat and was 3-for-5 with a run and an RBI, while cleanup hitter Chaz Poppy was 3-for-5 and scored a pair of runs. Dawson Tweet was 2-for-7 with a pair of RBI, and Andrew Rance had his best game of the season at the plate out of the 9 spot, going 3-for-6 with a run and RBI. As well as things turned out for the Express, it was a close game up until the 9th inning. The teams exchanged 4 run frames in the 1st and 2nd, and Moose Jaw led 6-5 through 6. The lead sat at 10-7 when the Express finished with a 5-run 9th. All that offense was more than enough for Moose Jaw's pitching staff. Cameron Dunn got the start and allowed 5 runs on 6 hits over 5 innings before giving way to Zach Sigman, who allowed a single run over the next 2 frames. Haldon Craig and Tristan Seitz pitched the 8th and 9th respectively and allowed 1 run each. The Miller Express have the night off before returning to Ross Wells Park on Friday night when they host the Medicine Hat Mavericks. Game time is 7:05 p.m.